My name is Aaron Burke. I have the privilege to serve as one of the counselors here at our church and a pastor here at Faith Church as well. And I'm going to go ahead and open up in a word of prayer for our topic. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you for your faithfulness, for your loyal love and your mercy. There's no one like you, God. Thank you for sending your son for our sin and for our salvation. Thank you for your spirit that unites us and allows us to share in everything that Christ has accomplished for us. We thank you for your word. Thank you that it's perfect, that it's sufficient. Lord, and I pray you would guide our time today. I pray it would impact our hearts. I pray that we would love Christ more. We'd be drawn to be better and equipped counselors, better representing you, Jesus, to those who are hurting, those who are suffering. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's a privilege to be with you all this morning, and I want to give a little bit of background of why such a specific topic on counseling flashbacks. And it comes from my own experience as a counselor and frustration sometimes as a counselor of just thinking through this topic. So I want to give first just a little bit of background. Flashbacks especially can affect, for example, active duty veterans, those who have been in combat, and that was primarily those who I had worked with. And so, for example, one counselee came to our ministry diagnosed with PTSD after serving active duty overseas. He had experienced nightmares where he would wake up in the middle of the night, sweating, anxious. And in describing the situation, he would many times be angry toward his spouse, often physically throw things in the room in frustration or in anger. Other times, he would be found somewhat unresponsive to his spouse in the bathroom. In his communication, not wanting to respond even when she would try to talk with him. But when he thought about the experience, he would say everything he was experiencing was a flashback because he had PTSD. But then as I talk with some of our ladies who are in our residential women's ministry and our lady counselors who work especially with those in Vision of Hope, there are cases as well where some women had experienced, again, horrible suffering from physical or sexual abuse. And when describing their flashback experience, many times described as lasting until the next day. And then we had even a former member of our church who had served in Vietnam, was active in our school and had a significant role in our church's history. And yet I know for most of his life, he struggled with night terrors and having flashbacks of those things. And yet if you met him, if you talked with him, you would never know. He probably suffered in that way and experienced that type of suffering for his whole entire life. And so, you know, as I'm hearing all these different ways people are describing this term flashback in their experience, I think it becomes important for us as counselors, just for each of us to be thinking about how am I going to approach and think about this topic, especially from a biblical perspective. You know, so for each person, there was at some point suffering in their life that often was the episode in a lot of ways that they look back to and is involved with these experiencing. Each had viewed their PTSD symptoms of flashbacks differently. And in all the cases, I was getting somebody who was struggling with these long before they first came to Christian counseling. So they had already been diagnosed with PTSD. They had already heard a lot of the language described of what they're experiencing. And so it was somewhat challenging, I think, to wade through some of these things and to provide a little bit of a different perspective to what they had heard. Some viewed, again, their flashback experience as just momentary. Others would describe the flashback experience as, again, lasting for hours or for even a day. And so you may encounter individuals struggling, for example, with unwanted dreams, traumatic memories such as like an injury or near-death experience, like a car crash or a drowning incident. It could be, again, a combat veteran or violent circumstances. Sexual abuse is another common way that I think sometimes you'll find the folks who are coming saying they're struggling with this. And again, flashbacks are often mentioned in, from a secular psychologist perspective, under the title of intrusion in the Diagnostic and Statistics Manual, meaning under the larger category of post-traumatic stress disorder. And so the question on my mind as a counselor, as I begin to counsel more and more of these folks, was what aspect of this flashback, this experience, is physiological, right? It is involuntary, meaning this is suffering that this person's experiencing. What aspect is their responsibility and their thoughts and their choices, their decisions that might even contribute to this physiological response? Both suffering and sinning is going to many times be involved in all of our lives. And so just as a counselor, be able to sift through and think through these things on my own, I hope in a lot of ways this session is going to push you a little bit in your own. If I were in this situation or I'm counseling those in this situation, how do I think about this topic as well? But I just want to give some general consequences I think that we need to be careful to avoid. First is to minimize the effects of the fall and sin on the human physical body. Right, that God says all of creation is cursed by sin and it's frustrated. And so we have to have a view that understands that sin can affect our physical bodies. But at the same time, we have to be careful not to miss the gospel of Jesus Christ, that ultimately physical healing is going to happen in and through the redemption that Christ provides. And so Christ ultimately cannot be missed when we talk about human redemption and growth and change and becoming more like Christ. Another danger is I think we can ignore, especially the interrelationship between our outer man and our inner man. God has made us composite beings. We are embodied souls, and these are so interrelated. And so I think we have to be careful not to ignore that relationship. At the same time, to attribute responsibility for suffering that God would not hold responsible, innocent suffering. So we have to be careful as counselors, again, as we think of topics like this, to make sure that we're not telling somebody that they're responsible for something that was in fact sinful and that they experienced, and maybe a consequence of that physical suffering. Maybe they experience still feel physical problems. But at the same time, we cannot excuse personal responsibility and moral agency for what God will say is sin or righteousness accordingly. And so there was some confusion for, again, how people thought about their own flashback experience, meaning there's not a unanimous view from all the counselees of how they even thought about what a flashback is and describing their flashback experiences. And so another confusing part is the way that people would define a flashback. And even in a lot of secular literature, there's not a similarity in how people are talking about what exactly is a flashback. And so I want to spend some time just tracing this a little bit. You know, the term flashback really became commonly used. It's not a term you're going to find in your Bible. It became commonly used in the 1960s with those who had used the drug LSD, experiencing disturbing sensory experiences and hallucinations, often termed trips. But when you come to Webster, right, they describe a flashback as a past incident recurring vividly in the mind. And so when you think about that definition, it suggests a flashback could be include a vivid memory that you intentionally thought about. Many who experience flashbacks, though, say they were not thinking about the event or not thinking about the memory at all, and it came immediately. When you, again, think about that definition and describing the experiences that some people were experienced would say something very different, but it was triggered involuntarily. Then notice also, as we even just look at Webster's definition, it says a flashback is in the mind. And you're going to read a lot of literature and trauma that talk about flashbacks being something that's not just in the mind, that it's bodily, it's somatic, it's physical. And so, for example, flashbacks are something that can occur to the body. Here's just one. This is from Babbitt Rothschild, The Body Remembers. She describes a flashback as re-experiencing a traumatic event in part or in its entirety. Most familiar are visual and auditory flashbacks. So she doesn't negate that there's a fact that there are possible vivid flashbacks. But then notice what she says. Also, somatic symptoms that replace the traumatic event in some way. Whatever the sensory system involved, the flashback is highly distressing because it feels as though the trauma is continuing or happening all over again. And then you have many resources so that agree that flashbacks are strong physiological experiences that occur during the day. They can occur during the night. They can be involuntary in the form even of nightmares. Here's another writer, Stephen R. Tracy, mentions in Mending the Soul that a traumatic experience can trigger a physiological hyperarousal response. And so again, she says this, intrusion involves traumatic memories and is the reliving of the trauma, even through flashbacks. And notice again, one is awake or through nightmares when one is asleep. And then she goes on to say, especially, that victims can relive the past trauma. It's intruding, though, into the present, and they relive it over and over again. And then she goes on to mention, again, intrusion memory triggers, just like hyperarousal triggers, can be very complex and very and bear no obvious or logical connection to the trauma that one has experienced. Similarly, Rothschild, again, I'm just trying to provide some scope here of different people and how they're describing flashbacks. Traumatic flashbacks are quite similar. They can occur while awake or in the form of nightmares that disrupt sleep. Traumatic flashbacks are comprised of sensory experiences. But then, as we read later, the definitions of flashback even go beyond things like emotional upset, intense irritation,